The vocal ensemble Roomful of Teeth is 8 classically trained singers, tuba and throat singing, Appalachian yodeling, operatic trills, rhythmic exhalations, and whispered speech. Doesn't that sound just made for NPR? Plus, songs written by some of the most exciting young composers of the 21st century. The band's Grammy Award-winning debut album topped the classical charts. Their work has been praised by the New York Times and Pitchfork. Now Roomful of Teeth has a new album coming out. It's called Render. Brad Wells is the group's artistic director. He joins us from the studios of WAMC in Albany, New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
And a founding member is Caroline Shaw, who joins us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Let me ask you both to begin with. Roomful of Teeth. What are you trying to convey?
Really, the idea behind the group is the voice is the home instrument for humans, and it's used in all sorts of ways around the world, and this project is about exploring all those different types of beauty.
Let's listen to a clip from this new album, and this is the first of a 3-part song that's composed by Wally Gunn. It's called The Ascendant. Caroline Shaw, your first album was a cappella. Mm-hmm. Why the drum?
I think we are continuing to explore the different palette of colors that we have with the voice, but also with the ensemble as a whole. And there's some depth to having drums. There's something about this piece that explores weight and a sense of patience.
I understand that every summer your ensemble does a residency at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, where you come into contact with a lot of composers. How does that process work?
Well, it typically begins with working with some new vocal approaches. We'll bring in expert tuba and throat singers or Korean master pansori singer, and the singers basically become beginners again. I mean, Caroline, for instance, not only sings with top groups around the country, she plays violin in all sorts of contexts, including backing Paul McCartney in Saturday Night Live. And then for a few days, everybody is a rank beginner in some new arena. And then bringing composers into the mix and letting them hear the new vocabulary that's being developed is, I think, a very refreshing way of making new music.
Brad, I read an interview where you seemed intent on saying that you see this group as more of a band and not a choir. In fact, you didn't say a choir. You had a more choice phrase for it. Why is that so important to you?
This is something that got me into trouble with a lot of my choir friends. I'm actually a choral director. That's how I primarily earn my living.
Then you would know.
And I think there are a number of ways that we see this project as more of a band than a choir. It's one person singing per part. And in a choral setting, typically you have 3 or 4 altos, 3 or 4 tenors, and you're going for a rich, clean blend. And this group is about juxtaposing the individual colors of the voices in the group.
You folks also laugh, growl. heavy breathing, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things in there. There's growling, there's kind of exploring the lower parts of your voice down right up here, and then lifting up and sort of yodeling up into these bright, sparkly, light places.
Brad Wells, I want to listen to one of the pieces you composed for the album. This is the title track, Render. That's beautiful. What inspired this song?
The previous year, actually, I had lost 2 people very close to me, my mom and a best friend. And I was sitting and just wondering how it would feel to write a piece that described the feeling of absence, not of sadness. Many, many months had passed, so the sort of grief that one feels in those first weeks and months was gone. But you notice people not in your life, obviously, they're big holes. And that sense of time having passed and time now passing without these people was something I was curious about describing.
I've been thinking about the title of this album is Render, and it's this, for me, it's this idea of seeing sort of distinct particles slowly come together and create an image. That's what video rendering is. Mm-hmm. And I think our next journey through the second album and beyond is to see how our distinct voices come together and keep creating new music.
Caroline Shaw and Brad Wells, the band Roomful of Teeth, their new album comes out next week. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.